Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Reggae Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in international
call, interface complete.
I'm
We're for the gangster party on that. So I stick to the Lord, cause I gotta trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slanging the cane. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah! 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 Ain't nothing but a gangster and a slave cat.
This is real gangster. Now Jennifer Porter speaking, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious. For some change, let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from miles track to stop light, to stop killing my people, fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangsta party on us. Nothing but a gangsta party on us. Murdering me. On the U.S., murdering on the U.S., hey.
Marley Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your shimminess would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live. After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to create businesses, wealth, I'm jet set, jobs, great new wealth for other people.
It's time
help
to do
each
it.
Other. Reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we
I
can be successful every minute.
Pass the torch. Pass the torch.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share
the
torch. So
share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
George,
pass the torch. Pass the torch.
Came.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames. Share
it.
The torch.
Thank
share
you.
The torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see.
I'm tired of you politicians with your weak games and lies begging us to listen.
Come on,
to all
Mr.
of your favors
so
and your BS. You need to learn how
oh,
to pass the torch and help
good.
Someone else besides yourself.
Father,
pass the torch, pass the torch. Don't keep it to yourself. You
come
gotta
on,
pass
D.
the torch, pass the torch, and get the torch to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me.
Oh,
because you
yeah.
know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know
boom.
The life I'm holding. So I pass the torch to my hood. So everybody can take it easy,
right.
And it's all
be
good.
What you want,
please step off of
don't
me and pass the torch,
me,
and don't keep it to yourself, and that's the show.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can help somebody else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch,
one
pass the torch.
Five.
We can't see the flame,
oh,
we can't
help
see
somebody.
The flame. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Jerry.
It's changed two words, hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
G, he built me out.
Thank
I'm
God.
Like saying I understood, pass
the
torch. I helped him, he helped
I
me, and that's how we buy what
culture.
Cost. And now
buying
buy boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off,
yep.
But y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get a gun and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
the government
studio.
It's silly though, the white ones really
we
though.
We love you, baby, but
fix
God
roof,
love
even
you
if
back.
We fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
so someone
please,
else can fix
mama,
it too. They got a state by the river, paid off in December. And think,
wow.
I was late in November.
Damn.
Blacks abort, stop passing snort.
Don't let that stop
you. Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
share the torch, share the torch.
It's
time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Put it
down. Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
All right, y'all, welcome to the show. What's happening? Y'all already know what time it is. Let me get a little something going on in the background. Yeah, we officially already into the new year, but it's it's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Going down right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good. I reckon the game radio. Partied a little too hard last night. You know what I'm saying? And woke up with the bubble guts. The bubble guts. Had too much to drink. Okay, remix, goddammit. Y'all go hear that coming in 2009, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Miss Computer Lady hanging out, you know what I'm saying, representing Ohio. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy representing 813 Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Goofy Bone, Sadie J. I be the wise one who hit me up this weekend for a little business venture. And, anybody want to call in and be a part of this shizzo? Yes, no. 347-237-5125, and you will be live. Fuck it, it's Friday, you know what I'm saying? We're playing hot music, smoking, token, trying to relieve some bloating, you know what I'm saying? I ain't joking. And doing it real big. Let's see what happened during this week, though. Give y'all a little weekly update, you know what I'm saying? You know, because every day, shit, y'all basically know what go on with me every day. You know what I'm saying? We got Wild Splash coming in town this weekend. Anybody coming down to Tampa, Florida, you see a bunch of hot acts opening up. One of our own, Javon Black, you know what I'm saying? Lil Key, going to be up in that bitch doing it real big. Shouts out to Flavor, who had tickets for you, boy. But unfortunately, I got a family emergency to attend. My great one of them great aunts died, and got to take my aunt. I got to take my mama and I got to take my uncle up to Fort Lauderdale, which is like about 2.5-3 hours away. And you know, family first. It ain't like I'm missing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So going up that way, you know, to visit my family and stuff. Probably gonna hook up with Vice Grip though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call Vice Grip up, see if we can link up, man. Hook up my dog Vice Grip, meet him in person. You know what I'm saying? Kick the boat, get him on cam and everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we gonna do. So yeah, big ups to him. Shout out to my dog Tsunami, man. Well, we held it down last night, boy. People showed up. Shout out to SFN Visuals. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Tito hung out with us last night. My homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Me hombre, you know what I'm saying? Hanging out with me. You know, Aunt Thorny, you know what I'm saying? Aunt Thorny. And, yeah, man, everybody hanging out on the... Hanging out up at the club, man, having a good time, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Club Parking Lot Pimping, you know what I'm saying? What we do our thing at its fine, you know what I'm saying? At its fine. That's real. So, if y'all want to call in, express what you got going on today, you know what I'm saying? Get a promo for your peeps, for your jobs, or whatever. Do what it do. Just 5 minutes, we're going to get into some nutty news and bring it live, and I mean live. To you. You know what I mean? Doing a real big right here. And if you miss my Richard Pryde, man, you need to make sure y'all go back and check that out. You know what I'm saying? It was We Remember Richard Wednesday. And you know what I'm saying? It went in real big for my dog, man. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of comedy and it was real cool. So next time we gonna get into a little something else. You know what I'm saying? 5 minutes, 5 minutes coming up for the nutty news.
Office.
Yes, I would like to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Who?
The president of y'all town.
The president?
Of like your town is Miss
Atlanta.
Oh,
the mayor?
Yeah, I'm having problems with, you know, is this like the colored people coming into town this week?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I want to do something, you know, where I can stop all of this right here. I'm not going to be able to transport my hogs or whatever. I'm trying to get some of my hogs sold. And the colored's going to have all the streets blocked off.
Okay. Would you like the traffic number?
No, I don't want to try. I want to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Huh?
Because, you know, I don't, you know, some of I got a best friend that's black. You know, I'm not racist or nothing like that. But the colored's, you know, they're like, you know, taking over for the whole couple of days or whatever. And I can't get none of my hoes and stuff taken care of. What are you going to do? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Aren't the college coming to town this week, like the little young kids?
Yeah, the college students are.
Right. I don't want, like, none of these freaking college coming to town. I want to get it stopped because it's not fair. When white people come to town, you know, we don't do all that crap.
Take it easy, but don't let me go. Oh, no.
Do what you
want to do.
Say.
Baby, I'm.
Yes, business time. That's the jam, boy. That's the motherfucking jam. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Let me get on over here. You know what I'm saying? Get this thing crack a lacking. You know what I want to get? I want to get some, play my girl in the background. You know what I'm saying? Play some Rita Shelby in the background. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the Nutty News of the Day. Smart, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your weird, wild, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. You know what I'm saying? Go to nuttynewstoday.com and check it out. And we about to bring you some news. And I mean the news from around the world. And when I mean the world, I mean the world. All right, let's get on into it. Over here, my homeboy, Lance, California, Mr. Goofy Boy. Yep. Where a woman is living proof that she's not dead. Yeah. Doris Temple, 85, a Navy veteran, learned in January that the government had declared her deceased. Strongly suspecting an error, she protested, but not before she lost her health insurance and thousands of dollars in income, Social Security benefits, as well as private insurance and pension payments. So, yes, people. That is proof that the government can what? Wipe you off the motherfucking map. If you're invested in them. Yeah. Fuck ever. Over in Chi-Town, Illinois. All my Chi-Town people over here. Get the fuck off of there, man. What you doing? Yeah, we're designer favored by Michelle and Oprah. Closes. Yeah. The signs of Maria Pinto's rise were clear when Michelle Obama entered the world stage wearing her designs. Also favored by Oprah Winfrey. Today, the signs on Pinto's Chicago shop say something different. Close out and final sale. Yeah. Bitch done made her money. Now she getting the fuck up out of business. I would too. Fuck you. Made my cash. Fuck it. All right, let's see. We in New York. We're Dracula wannabe. Bites cabbie. Yeah. The NYPD is looking for the public's help in finding a man wanted for the attempted robbery of a city livery cab. What the fuck is a livery cab? Alrighty. Police say the suspect pulled a black semi-automatic handgun and demanded the driver's money. But when a struggle ensued, the suspect proceeded to bite the cabbie repeatedly on the neck, arm, and back. Right. Hey, Lee Shazen, you shot the fuck up. You got shot the hell up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, let's go on over here to Phoenix, Arizona. At least you don't get bit the fuck up. But hey, bees attack! Bees attack! Two women stung 100 times each. Damn, boy. A group of people were seriously injured when they were attacked by a swarm of bees in North Phoenix. The victims were rushed to the hospital after the attacks. Two people are in critical condition, and a third person who jumped in to help was also hospitalized. How the fuck you, what the fuck are you going to help with some goddamn bees? You're going to do just what you did. Help get your ass stung. Dumbass. Dude. San Diego, California. Where ex-con admits encasing pen pal in cement. Wow. An ex-convict. How the fuck he's ex-con? Shit. An ex-convict pleaded guilty to first-degree murder to killing his 80-year-old prison pen pal lover, entombing the man's body in cement in a garden, and then using his victim's money on a spending spree. Thomas Jeffrey Brooks, 41, will be sentenced in June to 75 years to life in state prison. Damn. Entombed his ass. That's some dedication, you know what I'm saying? That's some dedication. Welcome back, Miss PC. It's going down. Let's put a little shade in the background. It's a little reggae for you, you know what I'm saying? This is soft. Miss Shade. Ole, ole. Mala, ole. Something like that, you know what I'm saying? We're in White Plains, New York, where a mom admits killing disrespectful daughter. Signs of the time, people. Signs of the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Better hold tight to your family. Hold tight to your family. A woman accused of strangling her daughter on a college campus apartment in Purchase, New York, told them she did it because the daughter was disrespectful all the time. Police accounts filed with a murder indictment, quote, Stacy Pagil, 37, as saying that Marissa Pagil, 18, had pushed my last button. Damn, boy, you strangling your daughter, boy. That's some shit. You kill your own kid. Wow. A 100 email. Woman, I need shit. I need like 2,000, 3,000 sent out. I need mass email marketing. I got over 1,000 contacts. 1,000 DJs I need to send out to at 1-9. Bam. I can do the 100. I need the masses. I'm talking about mass. Thousands. one program that I do 300,000. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm talking about email marketing, people. I'm sorry. I'm cut all into the news. Talking about email marketing, you know what I'm saying, via the bridge, discussing that with Miss Computer Lady. She offers a mass email program for 60 days. And it has to be less than 100 email addresses. Good way to benchmark. Yeah, you know, she offers it for free, though. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, so you can jump on that and get your emails masked out of there. You know what I'm saying? On a whole nother network. Over here in Florida, people, ABC News paid Casey Anthony $200,000. Yeah. New evidence was released in the Casey Anthony murder case, including the amount of money she received from a television network, as well as conversations she had with other inmates. Anthony's defense team told Judge Stan Strickland that she no longer has funds to pay for the trial. Her attorney testified ABC News paid Casey Anthony $200,000, but that those funds are now gone. Okay. I don't know who the fuck Casey Anthony is, but okay. Obama surrenders Gulf of Mexico oil to Moscow. Yeah, we're in Washington, D.C., people. The Obama administration is poised to ban offshore oil drilling on the outer continental shelf until 2012 or beyond. Meanwhile, Russia is making a bold strategic leap to begin drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico. While the United States attempts to shift gears to alternative fuels to battle the purported evils of carbon emissions, Russia will erect oil derricks off the Cuban coast. Outsourcing, people, you hear it, do you smell it? Do you smell it? Smells like outsourcing to me. That's what the fuck it smells like. It smells like outsourcing. Yeah, fuck ever, man. It's going over here to Texas, you know what I'm saying, where a hacker disables 100 cars remotely. Wow. This is why I ain't fucking with nothing with no OnStar, OffStar. None of that shit you bitches trying to monitor me on. Give me the old 78 Chevy and I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. More than 100 drivers in Austin, Texas found their cars disabled or the horns honking out of control after an intruder ran amok in a web-based vehicle immobilization system normally used to get the attention of consumers delinquent in their auto payment. Yeah. So, yeah. You motherfucker, keep driving with that shit if you want to. And fuck around, shut your ass down on the interstate, cause a motherfucking accident. In Jersey City, man has been urinating on the women at a bus stop. Oh, man. Police in New Jersey City have arrested an ex-con they say has been urinating on women at a bus stop in Journal Square, a source said. Nitin Kumar Patil, 27, has urinated on at least 7 women in the last 3 months, a law enforcement source said. What the fuck you doing? Running by and pulling his dick out? Jumping on the bus? What the fuck? None of y'all motherfucking women got mace to spray this bastard? What the fuck is going on? No tasers and shit? What the fuck is going on? All right. No video cameras? What the fuck is going on? Alright, we back in Washington. We're, old Biden mistakenly blesses Irish leaders' mother. Yeah. Vice President Joe Biden asks for God's blessing for the late mother of Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowan during a White House celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Except the elderly lady, is very much alive. Biden then cited the Irish proverb that a silent mouth is sweet to hear and yielded the podium to the president. Yeah, you made ass out yourself trying to be cute. Motherfucker, you. Yeah, that's crazy. Let's see. Okay. If y'all ain't understand what the hell I was saying, you know, don't worry about it. Be all right. We in Australia. Shouts out to my co-host, you know what I'm saying, Miss Tasha Triple X, who hasn't been around in a while. But seeing that we're on two different, you know, time schedules, you know what I'm saying, it's all good, man. Got my homeboy Lil Lee in the background while we go ahead and wrap up a couple of more Arctic cows. Well, a woman is caught living in car with 23 animals. Yeah. An RSPCA inspector found Carol Lynette Samuel, 66 years old, and her pets in the undercover car park of the Arendelle Shopping Plaza after a complaint. The court was told inside the car, which stank of ammonia, the inspector found 11 long-haired Persian cats and a Himalayan cat inside 7 cages on the back seat and 9 Pomeranian dogs and 2 poodles beside the car. That's not what I call... That is nasty. Yeah, man. But hey, folks be living in the houses nowadays, it seems like, with a bunch of trash all in their houses. I ain't never understood where the fuck that came from. You know what I'm saying? cleanliness is godliness. And if you're living like that, yeah. Let's stay in Australia, where a teenage armed robber brought down with vegetables. Yeah, only in Australia, because if bitch down here, they going to get with ya. An armed robber has been pelted with groceries after threatening 2 workers at an Lipswich convenience store with a knife. You never bring a knife to a grocery store. He tried to force open the till, but was forced to flee with just cigarettes as he was hit with a stream of groceries. throw cans at his motherfucking ass. Bitch, take that. Bam, 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 bam. I would have did the same thing. I would have hit your ass with about 30 cans of Alpo. You know what I'm saying? I would have cleared the shelf and waited till you tried to rush me. Bam, 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 bam. All right, we're back in Washington, man. We're still on why the hell we here. 100,000 federal employees, yeah, owed $962 million. I have my finger on my hand when I say that. I mean, on my mouth, you know what I'm saying? $962 million in back taxes. Wow. Just when you thought it was sweet, yeah, you got to get your ass out the kitchen. Working for Uncle Sam comes with some great perks like job stability, posh benefit packages, and in many cases, average salaries that are higher than what the same job pays in the private sector. That's why Republican Representative Jason Chavetz from Utah is irked that civilian federal employees owe the IRS $962 million in back taxes. Yeah, he thinks they should pay up or be fucking fired. Get your ass out of here. Fucking right, man. How the hell you gonna work for the man? They ain't gonna pay the man. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Bridge announcement. Hold on, people. I think we got a bridge announcement. Hold on.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Motherfucker, he went to the bath, though. All right. Cam smells so good up there. But Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know that Internet Explorer 9 is coming out since all these other motherfuckers is, you know, bringing all they shit out. You know, this, that, and all the other. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Computer Lady. Make sure y'all check her show out on blogtalkradio.com. Where she goes in on Macintosh, IBMs, all that kind of good computer stuff. You know what I'm saying? For all your computer needs. Hit her up on the show, you know what I'm saying, sometime, and go in on it, you know what I'm saying, ask her everything, what's a SIM strip, you know what I'm saying, what's a terabyte, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, that's all kind of crazy shit. She's a Miss Computer Lady, she can handle it. Go to Pittsburgh, shout out to www.bid66.com, you know what I'm saying, where you can go there and get some cheap items, man, check it out. And it's Mr. Easy Rider, hometown. We in Pittsburgh, where man breaks in the house. Yeah, and jumps into bed. Another fucking Goldilocks story. Police said a man broke into a Pittsburgh home and climbed into bed with its owner. Yeah. Apparently because he was drunk and cold following a rap concert. Police say the intruder told them he was looking for shelter after a concert by a rapper Jay-Z at the Mellon Arena. Hell nah. Alright, people. First award of the day. It goes to this gentleman right here who plays the Goldilocks. And, yeah. You.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I would have woke up and looked at this motherfucker, and I just would have, you know, went off on this motherfucking ass. Get your, what the, get your, boy. But it's all good. Let's get some two-man army in the motherfucking background. You know what I'm saying? Keep this thing moving. Boy, look at here. Thank you, Ms. Computer Lady, for the updates. Yeah. You can check out the young cats in the background. This is the official two-man army, you know what I'm saying, at the www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com or www.myspace.com, the official two-man army 112. And also, just real quick before we get back in the news, we got Gentleman's Night tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. The guest is Miss Brandy Brown, program director for Mix 95.7 FM. WIMX in Hot 97.3 FM, WJZE in Toledo, Ohio. Make sure y'all tune in, network. No, I get down, baby. We in Washington. Damn, we stand up in the damn capital, ain't we? Walgreens says no new Medicaid patients. Yeah, because they're losing money. So effective April 16th. Walgreens drugstores across the state won't take any new Medicaid patients, saying that filling their prescriptions is a money-losing proposition. The latest development in an ongoing dispute over Medicaid reimbursement. How in the hell? Because what? The government is not fucking paying the bill. That is why the elderly is getting screwed, and you guys still pay for Medicaid. Hey, let's go over here to Memphis, Tennessee, where a missing woman found under hotel mattress. Dun dun dun. We're at the Budget Inn. Authorities are baffled as to how a mother who disappeared in January ended up dead under a hotel mattress. It wasn't found until nearly 2 months later. And the room has been rented out 5 times and cleaned by hotel staff numerous times. Wow. That's some nasty shit. That's nasty shit. Wow. New York, where juror steals credit card and goes on shopping spree. Investigators said Jennifer Mercado, 20 years old, yeah, who was sitting on a jury for a burglary, grand larceny, and possession of a stolen credit card trial, allegedly swiped fellow juror John Pastrowski's, some fucked up name, American Express card and used it to buy $500 worth of merchandise during the lunch break. Ain't that a bitch? You get an award, too. Damn, we're giving out two awards today. Wow, I can't believe that, man. I mean, how in the hell you at a damn trial for a motherfucking grand larceny, credit card theft, and you going to steal the credit card?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. Oh, that's your goddamn awards. Boy, we giving out too many awards today, boy. What is going on? Take one quick commercial break. Get back into the news, man.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank. We trust you. About as far as we can throw you.
What to do? This cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4 and always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Get them that bad bitch out. This is an old school favorite right here, man. This is what started Miss John New's career off. This is Shake It in the background while we keep it going down and down. Farmington. A hurt dog walks into the emergency room. Yeah. An unlikely patient walked into the emergency room at San Juan Regional Medical Center. Hospital staff and patients were surprised when the automatic doors opened and a dog with blood on its nose and paw and a puncture hole in its rear leg walked inside. Man, I fucked the dog up. Ain't nothing, bitch. Yeah, all right. Well, Sparks, Nevada, 30 monkeys cooked alive at research lab. Anybody want some monkey brains? Yeah. Workers at a Nevada research lab were checking on a primate room when they came across a ghastly sight. 30 dead monkeys were essentially cooked alive after someone left the heater on. Two others were near death and had to be euthanized, basically being killed. What the fuck ever, man? Oh, motherfucker. Murder! Murder! Oh, the police got down, gangster party on that. That's a gangster party on that, man. Shit. Washington, D.C., congressmen and staffers do not have to obey cops. What? Do not have to obey cops. Yeah, right. U.S. Capitol police officers say they need more backing from their leaders to stop congressional staffers who insist on bypassing metal detectors when entering the Capitol with lawmakers. Several officers who spoke on the condition of anonymity told The Hill that without a written directive of the policy, they're left face-to-face bullying the staffers and intimidating lawmakers who have been known to file complaints against the officers. Damn. Fuck y'all trying to carry pistols into the White House, motherfucker? Yeah, imagine that. Honolulu, Hawaii, shouts out to my girl. You know what I'm saying? Here's Miss Thang. Miss Tyler Spencer, love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Where's the birth certificate? Yeah, Hawaii is to ignore Obama birthers. Hawaii may start ignoring your repeated requests for proof that President Barack Obama was born here. So-called birthers claim Obama is ineligible to be president because, they argue, he was actually born outside the United States and therefore doesn't meet a constitutional requirement for being president. They are told state law bars release of a certified birth certificate to anyone who does not have a tangible interest. Yeah, basically, Stay the fuck out of this business. Motherfucker matter, y'all brought goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger ass up in this motherfucker. Look what y'all made him. Yeah. Think I'd give him a shit. Bring a goddamn Haitian up in this motherfucker and let him run this bitch. I don't give a fuck. It ain't about who running this motherfucker, how they running the bitch. You feel me? Going here to Paris, France, man. Parlez-vous, oui, oui. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Contestants turn torturers in TV experiments. Dun, dun, dun. Game show contestants turn torturers in a new psychological experiment for French television. Zapping a man with electricity until he cries for mercy, then zapping him again until he seems to drop dead. The contestants did not know they were taking part in an experiment to find out whether television could push them to outrageous lengths, and which has prompted comparisons with the atrocities of Nazi Germany. And they're putting it live on television. Don't forget, indie artists, promoters of indie artists, and hosts who interview indie artists should be on the Miss Computer Ladies show, Gentlemen's Night, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Sometimes you can't have it your way, because we go win to another part of the country. Oh, I mean the war. And I mean the war. Yeah, we over here in Dubai, where airline crew face jail over sexy Texas. Damn. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, two Emirates Airlines cabin crew have been ordered jailed for 3 months in Dubai over sexually explicit text messages. The latest in a string of indecency cases against foreigners. The pair, an Indian flight attendant and her cabin services supervisor, were convicted of coercion to commit sin over the messages. Damn. Y'all motherfuckers won. Yeah, go ahead. And, all right, people, last but not least, man, that is crazy. Back in the old Capitol, House phone lines jammed by callers against health care bill. Wow. The office of the Chief Administration Officer, the CAO, sent out a system-wide advisory to member offices warning them of the dramatic increase in traffic. Our phone system is nearing capacity, said Jeff Ventura, spokesman for the CAO. The number is 1-877-762-8762. It's toll free if you want to give your opinion for or against the health care bill. Let's see if the number works. Let's hold on, people. We're going to see if the number works. Dun, 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 dun. All right, can we click over? It seems like their lines are jammed. Right. Does anybody want to call that number 1-877-762-8762? Keep jamming them up, people. Keep jamming them up. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Fucking jam them up. That's how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Live from the motherfucking what? Capitol. And that will do for your nutty news of the day. For all your daily strange, odd, crazy, and weird off-the-wall news, go to nuttynewstoday.com and check the shit out. Alrighty. And like I always say, man, never believe what I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Don't be lazy. Shit. I did it. Alright, people, let's get back into a couple of more kizzuts. We're going to play some goofy straight low records up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my dog. That's my dog. Just to see what? Yeah. Fuck it. It's Friday. Make sure y'all get into the weekend. Have a good time, man. Be safe. And do
Just get low with it, drop it down one time.
It's your boy Super G.
when it come to getting dough with them a money gun trees. Run off making paper things to all my haters, girls like candy. I could get a nine later, FAU, yeah, I roll with the crew. Extra, extra, these rappers all new. Me in the spotlight now, and we ain't getting out. Family and music is what it's all about.
Tell me what you gonna make. Good girl, I need that special day.
This old K Wilson right there, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and beam up, you know what I'm saying? Miss PC Boom, representing Ohio out there, you know what I'm saying? Toledo, to be exact. All right, let me walk on over here, people. Y'all, excuse me. Walk on over here, do. We heard nothing from old Timmy today. He's been all quiet. Timmy, you all right? Timmy. All right. Make sure you're all right. Go ahead and beam this computer laid up. All right. Had to check on Timmy. You know, he'd be quiet over there. You know, he's getting in the shit. Miss PC Bo.
Hey, Billy, how are you?
What's happening?
Hey, it's Friday and it is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It's time to, you know, get out there. Enjoy some of this heat while you got it, because,
Tell me about it.
Working it. It's a little cloudy over here, you know what I'm saying? Working it, though.
What's going on? Oh, goodness. First of all, thank you for the shout-out for the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely want to try to tune into that, man. I'm trying to tune in. We got to get that T-R-Y. You know what I'm saying? Out that English language. Well, out of somebody's language.
I know. Let me
redirect that, you know what I mean?
Sometimes things happen, that's okay. But if you can't make it, catch the archive.
Yeah.
You know, make sure of that. But, you know, do your best and everybody do their best, because I'm doing what I can to try to help out. Although I run my own computer training consulting company, and with my show and having the opportunity to interview indie artists and found out some things myself, I said, oh, my goodness, no wonder. But anyway, but I just want to quickly break down about the email marketing. As I mentioned in the chat room, not that I cannot send masses, but there's just a small monthly cost. But if you want to do it as a trial basis or for free for 60 days, there's a limit. Now, somebody else would not have said anything to you, because what would have happened is somebody would have signed up and said, well, wait a minute, you didn't tell me about the terms and the conditions and all that. I said, no, I believe on being on the up and up. Are there others that are capable of doing that for free? I'm not saying that they can, so they can, but I'm just letting you know, coming from a legitimate business, what I offer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking at this shit called Mass Mailer. And let me see how much they talking about. They give you a free trial, free download, checkout. Yeah. Whatever, since 2000, blah, blah, blah. Less than $12 a month. This includes mass mail software and our mail server packages.
See, when it comes to trying out something like that, always check, as they say, the fine print, and don't be shocked. And if people use me, I'm going to give you all the details, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to see how much y'all talking about. Just give me the price. How much is this shit? Okay, there you go. Mass Mailer software only packages, standard only, is $69.95.
Oh, my.
Mass Mailer for user license. What is that? Mass Mailer for
user
license.
If you would like to use the product not only for you, but you want to gain customers and you do their mailing for them.
Oh. Huh.
See, with who I'm partnered with, I didn't have to do that. Once I became a partner, I just signed the necessary documents.
Yeah, you should go all up to $150.
Oh, it
but
does?
For $100, you can send 10,000 emails per day.
$100 for what?
No, 10,000 emails per day for
right.
$99.95.
Is that a flat rate?
For each added month of use. Monthly fee of $59.94 for each added month of usage. What the fuck is that?
Uh-huh. See, I don't
know. You know what I'm saying? So what, you got to buy the package and then
right.
pay for them?
Uh-huh.
What the shit is that? That, you know, that dumbfounded me, going to Office Depot. I went to Office Depot,
mm-hmm.
and they got the 39-cent copies, you know what I'm saying, special going on.
Right.
So I'm thinking they like Kinko's. You go to Kinko's, whenever you make a copy, you get free paper. This motherfucker's going to tell me you got to pay for the damn paper. It was $5 for 20 sheets of paper. And then turn around, and then you got to pay, you know what I'm saying, on top of that, then you got to pay for the copies. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can go to the Kinko's and then do the shit for free. Use their paper
and
for
just
free.
Just pay for the copies that you make, right?
And just pay for the copies.
Right. Or for that extra little charge, if you don't mind, have them do it for you.
I said, man, yeah, well, I like doing it myself, you know.
Right,
you
right.
Know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
real quick.
Right, right.
Yeah, man, real quick. Yeah, but what happened with Michelle K?
Her CD was, shout out to GPR, love y'all, but he even mentioned it publicly, so I can say it. Her CD was sitting at the radio station for about a year. And they didn't play it.
Damn. I ain't even get my CD. I've been waiting on mine.
It's
in the
coming.
Mail.
It's coming. It's not her doing. It's whoever else.
Well, she better send me mine direct.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't worry. You're going to get it. Oh, don't worry. You're not the only one mentioning something. And so what happened was I had met her up again, had a chance to during the concert that happened January 1st up in Detroit when she was opening for Q Harper. So talked with her. You know, had her do Gentleman's Night for me. And then, you know, with you and the upcoming interviews, which I appreciate. She had, in the midst of this, after before Gentleman's Night, an interview with them, the radio station. And she told them during the interview about me, how I've been playing and how I passed along her music to, you know, you and Goofy Bone and, you know, other people, and they've been playing it, and it's getting worldwide attention. And you know how they felt. Like, wait a minute, the outside is playing you more than us? It's like, hold up.
Well, that's you know, that's what I ain't worried about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
I'm sticking
I know,
in
mm-hmm.
to this internet radio. You feel me? Because we gonna shut that down. You got to be on a mission. If you on that type of mission,
mm-hmm.
then you gonna get what you want. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that type of mission to shut FM AM down. At least until y'all get to the respect level of playing our goddamn artists, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if it's one day a week. You know what I'm saying? Let it be a Monday. Ain't shit going on Monday. So Monday is Indie Artist Monday. All fucking day you just playing independent music so a motherfucker can get paid.
Well, that's a good idea. So, guess what?
You
happening?
Got it. It ain't like you ain't got it. I mean, so many people submit shit every fucking day. It ain't like,
oh,
like
yeah.
You feel me?
And, I'm talking with her. I haven't had an answer back from her yet. Well, her, now the other her I'm talking about is Miss Brandi Brown. But let me get back to Shelly K real quick. Now, her radio station in Detroit and, well, two others, now they're playing her. Where they weren't playing her before, now they're playing her because I happen to be that, you know, fire in the log.
Hey, that's real. You got to be that, you got to be that spark, somebody got to be the spark to start, what I see. Somebody got to spark the flame to start the fight. There you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Right.
In my song, somebody got to spark it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I have to admit, you know, she, now going to Brandi Brown, is more on the mainstream side of things. You know, Clear Channel, all of that, and urban radio FM, they're mainstream as well. But at the same time, she's going to give tips and tricks on what a lot of indie artists can do, as far as making sure their music is submitted.
Man, punk motherfuckers need to goddamn stay on their grind and stop trying to just be a damn overnight success and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
that's true too.
One of the problems with a lot of artists. You feel me? They don't want to put in the grind. They think because they come out with a nice song, a nice jingle. But my thing is, does it have a world, an international appeal? You feel me? I mean, if you can't send a song to Georgia, if you can't send a song to Ohio, you know what I'm saying, and appeal to a different audience, you know, your hometown is only going to do, you know what I'm saying, so much for you. It's going to be super limited. You know what I'm saying? You're going to super limit yourself.
Oh, exactly. I mean, both stations worldwide got over 80,000 listeners. So, you know, that's one thing. And the other thing, too, and that's going to be brought about, you know, the support hometown versus the support outside. Why is it that it seems like local radio stations don't support the hometown more? And that's not just in Detroit. That's not just in Toledo. And as you said before, that's just not in Tampa. And it takes us as internet radio talk show hosts to make sure that we, and you know, get the indie artist music heard, and which is a pleasure and a privilege. Now,
well, what's gonna really kill them though? See, what's really gonna kill them is downloading all the episodes, putting them on a DVD, and handing them out in the streets.
You
see what I'm saying? Because the radio stations can't do that.
Of course.
You can bring your radio station to the street. See, that's what I'm working on right now. Burning up my whole first season.
Right.
Down, boom. And then when I see y'all motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, set up doing y'all sticker stops and shit like that, y'all gonna bust up on you, throw you one of my show CDs, you know what I'm saying, so you can listen to my motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to hear the artist and hear how we playing the artist. You know what I'm saying? You gonna hear, but you ain't going to hear none of that bullshit y'all be playing on the radio.
Yeah,
and then you'll hear my mission to shut you motherfuckers down so you'll know what's going down. And it's going to bring automatic attention because the bitch going to have to find out, what the fuck is this shit anyway? Because it's entertaining like a motherfucker, so you're going to have to find the source to see what the hell.
Right,
and when
you
hear
what,
all the locations, states, and all that, come on now. They got
right,
to come on
and
with
you see that. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's what I'm thinking of doing for this one business to business affair I'm going to vendor in about a month or two. You know, but I'm going to have it that is, you know, like digitally remastered and all of that. So what you get on the download isn't necessarily what you're going to get in person.
Right.
It's all forgive in person. Now, how is that going to, and I'm glad you mentioned this, because I got a quick question, because I know your show's about to end. Now, how is that going to work with the artists, because aren't they going to want some of the sale?
I ain't saying sale. You know what I'm saying? This is for like a promo. This is for promo. Now, at the same time, if you get the DVD pressed up, you know what I'm saying? You discuss with the artist, look, you give me some motherfucking money on these DVDs, you get you a stack and go and sell them for yourself. But this ain't nothing but promo for you anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm authorized to use anything on here because you came on my motherfucking show. This is not images. You feel me? It's not images.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what
I'm saying? You're not selling images. You're selling just audio. You feel me? Whatever audio, this your show. You know what I'm saying? Everything, this is what we discuss. You know what I'm saying? Right here. I invited you to my shit. You sent me your music, you know what I'm saying, to me. You said do whatever I chose to do with it. So if I got to go out there and, you know what I'm saying, spend my money on DVDs to put all this shit, you know what I'm saying, on here for people to hear you back to back to back to back to back to back to back, and all I want is $5 for my work, you know what I'm saying, time. Nah, who said that to me? Long time ago when I first met my artist, John Doe, when I first met her, she said that to me. She brung, because she let somebody spit something in the air, which didn't make no sense to me. I'm in making mix CDs, you know what I'm saying, with no artists on it. You feel me? I'm just making random mix CDs.
Right.
So when I meet her and she bring me her song and I put it on the mix, you know what I'm saying? Normally motherfuckers charge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To put your song on a mix CD. I don't charge. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's for a promotion. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
Basically telling me, however I can get it out there, get it out there. Okay, so boom. Once I slap it on the mix CD and I'm selling it out my little mix CD store or whatever, you know what I'm saying? No, you don't get no dividends off of that as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Even if I push 100,000 copies and it so happens to have your song on it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your song ain't making my mixtape though. your song is just a part of the promotional songs that are on here. You feel me? So this is my work. You don't get paid. You know what I'm saying? The only thing you can do is ask me for a stack of these CDs with your song on it, pressed up, and then so you can make money yourself. That's the only logic to it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only logic to it.
Thank you, Smelly.
Huh?
I said best to ask the expert. Thank you, Smelly.
Oh, hey, you know on that end, you cover computers. Hey, I cover this industry. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm working on perfection, you know.
Oh, we all are. And see, people, this is what's called networking.
Oh, yeah, definitely. On the mass mailing program, I got so many DJ contacts. I want to, you know, hit everybody up at one time. Yahoo, Hotmail, everybody else, they only let you do like up to, I think, only 100 people.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
right, but
and that's just tedious to be sitting out there. I've done it now. I've sat there and copied and pasted. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Dropped in, send it back out, copy, send it back out, copy. You know what I'm saying? But that's just time consuming. I'm trying to do it all at once. You know what I'm saying? 1,000 in that motherfucker. Bam.
Right. But in case anyone would like to use my services, just check out your forgivingneeds.net. And if you don't mind spreading the word, Smelly.
That's real. Where is it again? What is it?
Yourcomputerneeds.net.
Okay, yourcomputerneeds.net. Yeah, check that out. Also check out bit66.com.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, he's riding. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of websites. SFNvisual.com, you know what I'm saying? Check that out for graphics.
And
you need some good graphics. Wrecking the game. That's how we do it. On the radio. What's up, Mr. Goosebone? We got to call his ass, man. I don't know what the hell is going on.
He had a short show last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I got to catch his ass on the late circuit now. I ain't out late. You know, I'll be at the club, though, get my grind on.
Oh, I understand.
Let me get my grind on. All right, Miss Little Lady, I got to get up out of here. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck it, it's Friday. So, you know,
yep.
I got to get out here and get on the grizzly the grind and get on mine.
Oh, don't mind at all. Everybody take care, and Smelly take care. Love you, and have a great one.
You know it. We're going to get up out of here, y'all, with, you know, the beautiful Miss Shelly K. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and ride up out of here. It's called Night Talk. Get y'all a little Night Talk out the building. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. I'd like to thank everybody for coming through. Miss Computer Lady, make sure y'all check out the show. And come back through and check me out. Don't you know? That's how we do. Wrecking the Game Radio.
Try me. Please touch me when you hold me. You know right where to go to show me what you're thinking when I'm with you. You make desires burn much hotter than I ever felt or ever knew it could be. When I hear you say my name, it sends a steady burning flame down to the depths of no control. You touch my soul to the point of no return. I give my all to you, for only you can count these feelings freely. Need to hold you, need to show you how I'm feeling when you're deep inside me, how I'm thriving.